Hello again, Gooners. I'm guessing you're excited. I certainly am. A little bit tired, but excited. So the excitedness is overriding the tiredness. Let's hope the team are like that. Facing Crystal Palace, of course, at Selhurst Park, first game of the season. Lots of people really looking forward to this game for obvious reasons, with Jesus on fire and the rest of the team doing pretty well too. Clearly everybody's feeling very optimistic. However, it must be said that I'm going to stop the drums now. I've had it. I've had it with the drums. Yeah, we're feeling optimistic, but at the same time, we've got to temper that with a bit of realism. Palace away is never going to be easy. They are missing Gallagher. Of course, he went back to Chelsea. Zaha's still playing. Zaha's always a thorn in the side. He's not a player that I'm particularly fond of, because I think he dives a lot. Palace fans would be on me for that, but that's my view. I'm allowed to have my view. So, on the plus side, Gallagher's out. Elisa is out. I like Elisa. I think he's very, very good and underrated. Doesn't pick up many fancy Premier League points. Don't know why that is. Maybe people don't finish off the chances he creates, but I rate Elisa a lot, but he's not playing either. So they've got a few injury problems. I'm trying to think who's out at the back. I think Tompkins is out as well. But as I said, Zaha's the tricky customer, really. And that's quite interesting, because that throws up a bit of a conundrum for Arteta, because he's got to decide. He has to decide whether or not to bring back Tomiyasu, who apparently is fit now, even though he's not played any part whatsoever in the pre-season. He's apparently fit and ready to face Palace. So what would you do? What would you do? Would you stick with White, who's been doing quite well at right back? More than quite well, very well, actually. It's not an out-and-out right back like Tomiyasu is, although Tomiyasu, of course, is a utility player in that he can play a centre-back if needed. Who's quicker, Tomiyasu or White? It's a hard call. I'd probably say Tomiyasu is a hard call. White's pretty quick. Zaha's maybe quicker than both of them, though. So whatever happens, whoever plays, I think Odegaard's going to have to double up on the Ivorian, because Zaha's in good form. He's scoring quite a few goals. He has been in the pre-season. He'll be full of confidence. Meanwhile, if he does put the ball into the middle, he doesn't always, does he? He goes for goal himself quite a lot of the time. Edouard, his finishing is as good as anybody in the league, more or less, give or take one or two strikers. So if balls come in the box, don't expect him to miss. I don't think he will. So that means Ramsdale could be pretty busy. As well as that, whoever's playing centre-back is going to be busy, because they need to keep a tight rein on him. And if Patrick Vieira, the Palace manager, goes for Benteke as well, I think it's going to be a physical, brutal battle. I'm expecting that anyway. I think there are going to be lots of crunching challenges early on. So Arsenal need to get through that first 10 minutes. That's why I predicted a 12-minute goal. I think Arsenal will weather the storm. And then eventually they'll start turning it on after that. And I'm hoping that Arsenal start racing away into a lead and hopefully don't get pegged back. That's the way I'm seeing the game panning out, but you never know with Arsenal. If they come out fully focused the way they have been lately, of course I feel they've got it in their locker to achieve a favourable result. A draw, most people say, would be acceptable, given that Palace are pretty strong at Selhurst Park. There is another issue for Arteta to consider, because Tierney is supposedly fit as well. There was that issue, of course, in the Amazon Premier video series, where Tierney regains his full fitness, but is kept out of the team by Tavares. Well, now it's a slightly different proposition with Zinchenko. Zinchenko's as reliable as you get. So I don't really see that Tierney's just going to come in and force his way back into the side, seeing as he also has barely played in pre-season. I think he did play, didn't he, against Nuremberg? And then aside from that, it was almost like a cameo part he played in that. So if I remember right. So I don't see that he's going to be playing from the start. The only way that I can imagine that Tierney and also Tomiyasu will get a look in is from the bench. And if Arsenal were, say, winning 3-0, if they're winning 3-0, I could imagine Arteta bringing them on, especially as nowadays you're allowed 5 substitutions, okay? So 5 subs. So that's a bit of a change. It's a bit like the COVID days. Teams were allowed 5 subs then. And so the bench is going to be bigger. I think it's 9 on the bench now. So there are slight changes to the rules. There's a slight change with the penalties to do with the goalkeepers being on their lines. So that's going to be a slight change. The referee, who's the referee? It's somebody that Arsenal normally win with. He last refereed Arsenal beating Leicester 2-0. So let's hope. 2-0, I'd settle for that now, as long as it's in Arsenal's favour. Anyway, yeah, so I really think that Arteta will stick with the starting 11 that absolutely crushed Sevilla, crushed those oranges. And, of course, as I've said before, a lot of people believe that you always play your best 11 no matter what. I'm not one of those people. I've said before when Leno had that outstanding performance, I think it was against Wolves away, and he should have stayed in the team, I thought. Then Ramsdale came back and was not the same Ramsdale we knew, because he wasn't, I don't know why. I just think you stick with a winning team, really, most of the time. Unless somebody's playing badly in the winning team, which can happen, then yeah, maybe you replace a player. But this team is on fire at the moment. Nobody's playing badly, so I don't see the need to draft anybody in. And also, it's not going to do him any harm to be chomping at the bit and raring to go. So let Tomiyasu and Tierney stay on the bench for now. That's the way I feel about it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, a lot of Arsenal fans are very hopeful about this forthcoming season because of Jesus and his form. Been on fire in the pre-season. That's the reason why I'm backing Arsenal to triumph this time. Of course, cast your mind back just 1 year. The first choice strikers were out with COVID. That was Ober and Lacazette. And so so the American guy who's off to, where is it? Is it Reims? He was up front by himself, more or less. He didn't get much of a look in. Didn't get much service, but it could have been he wasn't making the runs. But yeah, Balogun, I think he must make good runs, because he has scored a couple of goals in the Europa League. But then again, the opposition weren't quite as formidable as what you meet in the Premier League. But I think Brentford away was a lesson learned. I'd like to think so. So because of that, because how it went so badly wrong, you'd like to think that this time Arsenal will get it so brilliantly right. Of course, I did promise that I would talk about Fantasy Premier League, didn't I? I did in the title at least. So I haven't got a lot of tips for you, but I'll tell you what I'm going with. I picked this up off a website, but I don't remember the name of it. So there was a suggestion that it's a good idea to pick up Leicester goalkeepers right now, because Schmeichel was left. Kasper Schmeichel was left and joined Nice. So they've got a couple of keepers. Iversen is a Danish keeper, and Ward. They're only £4 million each, so they represent good value. What I would say, though, is Ward is not offering much of a differential, as they call it in fantasy football. 22% of managers have already got him. Iversen is only on 2%, so in a sense, he's a better pick of the two. But what I'd also add is, and I'll pick this up off another website, one ploy that apparently does get a bit of traction is to sign two goalkeepers from the same club, the first and second choice, because that way one of them's going to play. The only problem is Leicester, how well are they going to play this season? It's hard to say. They didn't disgrace themselves in the last couple of games. I think Iversen started the last game, kept a clean sheet, and then Schmeichel played his last game for Leicester. Got a standing ovation, obviously, but now he's gone to France. So that's my pick. As well as that, I could recommend, sort of, if I can pronounce his name, that is Chukwuemeka. Chukwuemeka, is it? £4.5 million. I think he's just joining Chelsea from Villa. Tarkowski, Everton, he's the same price. Again, Everton haven't had a brilliant pre-season. So who knows how that one's going to pan out. But I like the price. And Neco Williams at Forest is only 4 million. And I haven't really seen a lot of him, but I've heard good things. So if you don't spend a lot, obviously you've got more money for the so-called premium players, you know, the likes of Salah and so on. Won't mention the other premium players, not on this podcast, but I think you know who they are. Meanwhile, these players, these two Arsenal players, are also undervalued, in my opinion. Saliba and White. White picked up a lot of points last season. Saliba is an unknown quantity for most of the fantasy football managers, but based on the preseason, you'd have to say 4.5 is a snip. White's 4.5, I think that was his price last season too. Not quite sure why he's at that price, but Zinchenko's about 5 million. So I did pick Zinchenko at one point, but switched and brought in White. I'd love to have Saka, but Saka's 8 million. And Martinelli's much more expensive this season than he was last season. So, I mean, most Arsenal players, as long as they're playing, will pick you up quite a lot of points. I even wanted to draft in Odegaard because it does seem, because of the ages of the Arsenal players, that you would expect them to be better this season than they were in the last campaign. So, well, with that, I think I will end it there if I can find the right buttons to press, that is. So, but yeah, do keep on visiting the loosecannon.co.uk to get your Arsenal fix. So let's hope that Arsenal fix a victory against Crystal Palace in the opening game of the new Premier League season. Until the next time, adios.